This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A survey due out later today asks the military and their families what they think about the presidential candidates. Results of the election survey from the Annenberg Public Policy Center are expected later this morning. Results from another recent survey found that the vast majority of members of the military prefer President Bush over Senator John Kerry. That might not seem to be much of a surprise, but it is to some, because many experts believe that Kerry might win a significant share of the military vote. Peter Feaver is a professor of political science at Duke University, and he's one of those experts who thought Senator Kerry was faring well with people in the service.
It's very difficult to survey the military in any systematic fashion, and so what we have to do is staple together a variety of surveys and get a general picture from that. Most people, including myself, have thought that the military is generally Republican, maybe 60-40.
60-40, including enlisted men, that's your assumption.
Yes, that is our sort of rule of thumb. It's more of a back-of-the-envelope calculation than a systematic study. The military, quite understandably, does not encourage polling of its troops on political questions. And so it's very hard to do this, and I think for good reason, especially in the middle of a campaign.
Wasn't there a study finding that the officer corps, not enlisted men, was something like 85% Republican?
That was our study in 98, 99, and that was a study of up-and-coming officers, and they were 8-to-1 Republican to Democrat. As part of that study, there was a separate look at junior enlisted, and we found them to be about one-third, one-third, one-third Republican, Democrat, and independent. So you put all of that together, and you get that 60-40 guesstimate.
Well, what evidence is there to show which way the military vote might be trending?
Well, the one survey that has been released so far, which was a survey of tens of thousands of subscribers to the Military Times, which is a periodical that military people would subscribe to, and they got some several thousand respondents, and from that, the results are quite dramatic. There's a 55-point spread with President Bush favored over Senator Kerry, 72-17. And that is much greater than anything I thought would be the case or any other analyst that I knew of.
Just to be clear, this is not a scientific survey.
Well, it's not a random sample, but it is a survey that has some design features that favor Bush. That is to say, it's surveying more career-oriented military rather than the short-term enlistees. On the other hand, this other part of the survey design probably favors Senator Kerry. It was a voluntary email response. And so if there really was this groundswell for Kerry, whereas Bush supporters were demoralized and thinking, well, maybe I'm not sure I want to vote for the man, which is what a lot of people were speculating about in the summer, then you would see more Kerry support in this survey than there is in the troops as a whole.
So it was not a perfectly scientific random poll, but the edge for Bush is so huge that you feel that even with a margin for error, Bush is still way ahead.
Yes, and that is not going to be decisive in any state, except there's probably a handful of states where the military vote might be large enough to actually matter and tilt the balance. I think its real importance has to do with the symbolic nature of the military in wartime.
You know, when I talk to voters, it seems that the voice of a soldier, particularly one who's been in Iraq, is quite powerful. That email saying that President Bush is on the right course or that John Kerry is on the right course and President Bush is screwing up is something that other voters will hear about and repeat. They'll say, I know somebody that's in Iraq, or my mother knows somebody that's in Iraq, and they said this.
I do think that it's relevant. I do think that it's an important piece of evidence for or against a candidate, but I don't think it should be dispositive. And part of what makes us a democracy is our conviction that all of the voters, regardless of whether they're serving in uniform or not, get to pick their commander-in-chief.
We've been talking to Peter Feaver. He's a professor of political science at Duke University. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.